employers. Tell them what you want. Tell them that you're looking for training. Tell them that you're looking for growth opportunities. Tell them why you think you should get a raise. Just be honest. Tell them what it is on your mind. And when you do that, you'll be amazed to see the results. And you'll get some dramatic increase in terms of speed of your career progression. And the great news about being honest, it's not just a career transition tool, meaning you going from one job to another, or if you're out of work or any kind of situation like that, but it's a career management tool on the job. This honesty technique, brilliant. James Bond style, can't believe it. We are coming close to an end in the show, and we've been talking about James Bond job search style, and it's hot. I hope you're enjoying it. We're about to go on a break, but before I go on break, I want to come up and address our brilliant fund drive that we're doing right now. That's right, CITR is doing its very first fund drive of all time. And the reason we're doing it is because we've been relying on other funds for the longest time. I think it's 25 years, and it's just not enough. You know, in the past, we were able to do it because of equipment costs weren't the way they were now. And things are changing so much, the airwaves and the size of data and saving data, like podcasts, for example. You know, we have to save all this data on a server, and you get access to it free, which is amazing. And one of the things about the station is there's no commercial. So when you listen to these shows, you're getting full massive value at all times. So it's very, very exciting. And I wanted to kind of give you more reasons why you would want to donate to CITR and benefits in donating.
The foregoing program was pre-recorded from an earlier date when CITR was on a pledge drive. Of course, that drive has now ended. You are tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, British Columbia, from the university campus of UBC. Welcome to the end of 2008. Well, almost a New Year's just days away. Some of my favorite Canadian and world artists, plus some 50s and 60s lost classics. Don't miss the UFO Report with Michael Strainick and Dark Matter Man Sky Report. Yes, that is the planet Venus high in the south-southwest. Now, the music begins. Son of Night Dreams.
Yeah. make it. Now some fool's gotta fake it. Yeah, the singer couldn't make it. I guess he couldn't take it. You can blame it on the rain. You can blame it on just make sure it doesn't happen again. Oh no. People, here's the buzz.
On a real live wire.
You know, there was a time I was
a guy on fire.
Now the singer just can't cut it. There ain't no doubt about it. You can blame. Blame it on the ball and chain. But just make sure it doesn't happen again. Oh no. People, here's the buzz.
It isn't a on a real life wire.
There was a time I was
just a guy on fire.
Someone called the night nurse. Yeah, things have gotten my worse. Could use some light verse.
Thank you. but soon or later, what you hear, well, that ain't laughter. You come down to the ground in the sand, and you had the last laugh, and you had the last laugh.
Camby and 17th parking meter snowman. Snow piled up at Maine and Hastings. Thank you, Hawaiian Bibles. And Rodney Graham Band there. The singer couldn't make it, but the band is here. Thank you, Rodney Graham from Why Look for Good Times. And we started things off with the Kaiser Chiefs. Boy, they're a hot British band, I tell you. The Kaiser Chiefs sang Tomato in the Rain. You say tomato, I say tomato. Ooh, boy, the snow is piled up at Maine and Hastings. 4th Avenue, Broadway, all the outside lanes are full of cars and snow. You got to sort of drive down the center lane, and the rest, it's just crazy out there. Whoa! Jolly John Tanner here, and it's time for Lucky Tanner Manor Dance Time. Yes, here at CITR Radio, some of the best of the 50s and 60s coming your way right now, so put on your socks and let's hop.
Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the is it true with me? Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Goodbye, my love, goodbye. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all dressed up for the dance. A white blue moon.
she told me long ago. To the prom with me you'd go. Now you've changed your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm in a blue, blue mood.
Thank you for tuning in for another Tanner Manor Lucky Dance Time on CITR's Son of Night Dreams. We heard from Bye Bye Love, the Everly Brothers, A White Sports Coat, Marty Robbins, and So Rare with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. Sorry about cutting off the start of that. I was fiddling around here trying to get the cassette to play. What? A cassette? You can't... Well, thank you, Mr. Bruce Bissell, for that one. And we've got another instrumental classic by the Saturday Nights coming also in this program between now and 7:30. Just before Gary Kay and Radio Free Gack hits the airwaves at 7:30 tonight. But right now, let's take you back to Jingle Bell Rock, you know, at the Vogue Theater and one of the highlights of the show.
This is skin. You can wrap all of your arms and legs in an address that you know. An envelope unfolds, a writing to catch up. We were small when we last met, but the letters are unread. famous since your birth. And I was silent what it was till they told me it's a girl. And everybody gasped. I know how to raise you right. Teach you how to read. New math, share toy spell names, alphabet. And how to be polite. Gonna keep me awake. I need a second opinion, not a second to waste.
Well, if you were there at the Vogue Theater last week, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you would have been part of the Jingle Bell Rock. Yes, it was an exciting time, and I was there on the Tuesday, the last night, and, I failed to bring my ticket with the information I had about the opening band and the guy, the DJ, that clicked things off, and I'm embarrassed not to know, to be able to tell you, because that was a couple of the highlights. The DJ that opened things off with his video was just unbelievable. We got to get his name and talk about him, because he is an amazing guy, and I'm really sorry I don't have it in my head. My brain is mush. And the first band that played live, they were excellent too, and I can't remember their name. I've got it written down somewhere, but not with me here. It's lost in a snowbank. You know the story. So, of course, it was Tokyo Police Club, and we just heard two songs by them. We had Centennial and Listen to the Math, and they were the highlight of the night for me. I mean, forget Metric. Tokyo Police Club were just mind-blowing. I think everybody enjoyed them the most. Personally, that was my feeling. I don't know about you. I was looking forward to hearing the Deers most of all, and they were the biggest letdown. I thought they were kind of posing and kind of just, I don't know, a little too much. I mean, we played Dream Job there, which is not one of my favorites by them, but why did I play it? I don't know. I just wanted to play something by the Deers, so we did. But not that I don't like the band, but I just didn't like them live as much as Tokyo Police Club. So there you go. Right from the heart here, we tell it like it is. It's now just past the half hour. If you're listening live, it's 6:32 here at CITR. 101.9 FM, broadcasting live on Son of Night Dreams. One of the highlights of this year for outdoor concerts was, of course, Radiohead, Thunderbird Stadium.
that you will collapse from vaulted spikes. Throw your keys in the bowl, kiss your heart's blown goodnight. Forget about your house of cards and
your little light shine. Let your little light shine. Shine on Vegas and Wall Street. Place your bets. Oceans and evaporating seas. Shine on our Frankenstein technologies. Shine on science with its tunnel vision. Shine on fertile
subdivisions. Oh, let your little light shine. Dazzling darkness that restores us in deep sleep. Shine on what we throw away and what we keep. Shine on Reverend Pearson, who threw away the vain old God, and kept Dickens and Rembrandt and Beethoven and fresh plowed sod. Shine on good earth, good air, good water, and a safe place for kids to play. Shine on bombs exploding a mile away.
You're tuned to CITR's Son of Night Dreams, and that was Joni Mitchell and a song called Shine from an album you should have called Shine. And there's some good words in that tune. We actually meant to play it 2 weeks ago and played another cut accidentally. Mind you, all the songs on the CD are good, but and something I'll be pontificating on later in the program, if you heard it in the song, let your little light shine, let your little light shine, shine on worldwide traffic jams, honking day and night, shine on another asshole passing on the right, shine on the red light runners, busy talking on their cell phones, and so on and so forth. My name is Jolly John Tanner, with you till 7:30, and then Gary Kay's Radio Freak Act hits the airwaves. In 1951, at the age of 8, I saw The Day the Earth Stood Still with Michael Rennie and Patricia Neal. Then in 1956, while paddleboarding in Kelowna, I saw my first UFO, which looked just like the Klaatu and Gort spaceship in Day the Earth Stood Still. No, folks, I wasn't seeing things. I had witnesses. I looked in the files of the Kelowna Courier, and back in the 40s, the same shiny aluminum-colored elliptical object hovering over Okanagan Lake, where I saw it, and hovering over the city of Kelowna. UFOs are in our skies, and let's check on the latest report. Here's our UFO expert, Michael Stranick. Good evening, Michael. And is this phone working? I thought I put you on phone. Let me try the other phone one. Oh, let's see. They've been playing with the phones, I bet you, here. Let me try this over here. Ta-da, to-do. Michael, can you hear me? Try again. Okay, let me just go back to the phone here and see if he's still here. Hey, Michael, are you there? You are. Okay, let me try again here. Okay, let's, this should work here. Let's try one more time. Hello, Michael Stranick. Let me just put, somebody's pushed the button, the wrong button here, I betcha. Okay, well, I tell you what, we can't waste all our time messing around here. I'll fiddle with the board some more. It's got to be something simple here. Oh, let me try these two. Michael?
Yes?
Oh, there you are. You here?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Somebody pushed number one button off. Sorry about that. Okay, we'll try again. Here he is, our UFO expert, Michael Stranick. It's not the little green man messing around, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right. So you're stuck in the snow there.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, God, it's crazy out there. Well, high in our skies, though, what's happening?
Well, on YouTube, they have an interesting little video. All you have to do is search for UFO Israel 1996. This has been shown on TV, and this is not the best footage, but it's one of those oddballs that was seen on three consecutive nights, and nothing like it has ever been seen before or since. And the better footage, it looks like a huge futuristic apartment complex just hanging in the sky.
Ooh.
Now, it's been kind of slow lately, but it's kind of nostalgic from what we've been getting. Mostly the reports have been of disc-shaped objects, which we have not gotten nearly as many of in the last few years. It's mostly been the triangular-shaped ones, but there's lots of discs, and it's all over the world. Now, if you're familiar with the real Men in Black scenario, not the Smith and Jones movie version, this will sound pretty nostalgic as well. I mentioned some time ago that England has been going nuts for you know, nearly a decade now, but things are moving into Scotland and Wales. And this is one from North Wales, and it has a lot of things that those of us who have studied this in depth will find very familiar, and it reads completely off the wall, but it's things we've heard before. A UFO crashed in North Wales, and it was a cold winter's afternoon, and this girl took her family for a walk and a picnic up in the Berwyn Mountains. after their picnic, it got dark and they lost their way in the low clouds and didn't know where to go, so they called Mountain Rescue. And then at exactly at 8:30 p.m., a huge explosion erupted and a massive disc flew through the air and green lights flashing in every direction. Then suddenly it fell. She wanted to go and investigate it, but her parents insisted on phoning the police before checking to see it. When they were phoning the police, the girl sneaked away and ran higher up the mountain, and she saw it. She ran closer to the big disc and was almost blinded by the lights. She had to see who was in there, so she banged her fist on the UFO and nothing happened. She sat on the ground and tried to get a good look at it without getting blinded. As she was trying to figure out how to get back to her parents, strangers appeared behind her. She hadn't seen them before and assumed they must have been ahead of her. She asked them lots of questions, but all they answered was, "Better for you not to know, my dear." She felt strange, but gave up on asking questions. Mountain Rescue appeared at the same time as the police. And then the UFO started fading away. The girl screamed for it to stay where it was, but it just disappeared. She was interviewed, and no one believed a word she said, but then more and more witnesses came forward and spoke to the police, and the same story was told by everyone, and everywhere she went, everyone spoke about the UFO. A couple of days after the incident, a lot of people were suddenly appearing, strange people appearing in her little town. Everyone stayed in their houses except these strangers that were blocking the streets. No one in the town had ever seen these people before. They watched the police search the mountain. Strangers and police blocked the streets, but none of the locals wanted to leave their homes because they felt very unsafe. When she was looking out the window one day, she saw the exact strangers she saw next to the UFO on the mountain. And then shortly thereafter, the girl disappeared. And that's all we know right now.
Ooh, boy. So I was thinking of Village of the Damned, but no.
Exactly.
That's, yeah, really. You know, UFOs, they get stranger all the time, you know.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, it's not like just these things flying around, but there's visitations and, I don't know, it just, yeah, a lot of people just laugh and say, oh, you know, these guys are nuts, you know, what are they talking about? But these are things that are actually happening in our skies, and although the media and the press make fun of UFOs, I personally would like to take them a little more seriously, folks. Why
so
are they
would
here?
I.
Yes. Well, thank you, Michael Strainick.
My pleasure, as always.
And we'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time in 2009, and what's the future in store for us? Who knows? But I'm hoping in our lifetime we can figure something out. But, you know, maybe we will never figure it out because we're just a bunch of apes roaming around in this planet compared to these people. They could be thousands of years, millions of years ahead of us in their technology and their knowledge. So maybe they just, you know, we're ants to them or something. Who knows?
Or paramecia. Who knows?
Ooh, that's true.
But everybody work to make 2009 a much better year than 2008, and Happy New Year to you all.
Thank you, Michael Strain.
Yeah. on. The truth is, sipping sherry branded by moonlight's just a game people are playing tonight. Seriously, terror advances. Living in America in churches of greed and sin. Nah, it's cool, you go, I'll stay perfectly at home with this dread. Dark leaves form a thread. The waitress is there. A late September sunlight travels through her hair. It wants to be seen. Nah, it's cool. You go, I'll stay perfectly at home with this dread. Dark leaves form a thread.
Tell you, lots of excitement among the CITR DJs preparing for that leap second coming up in New Year's. One extra second to play an extra song. Well, a portion thereof, anyway. Alrighty, that was, sorry if it came on a little loud there. I had to run out of the control room down the stairs to let Gary Kay in for Radio Free GAC because he's on the air in about 25 minutes and we're all locked up here at the sub building. Anyhow, and I came back and realized that Dan Bejar and Destroyer were singing louder than they were supposed to and bending the needle around the pin. Well, not quite. Sorry, engineer. I didn't mean to give you a heart attack. Anyway, Dan Bejar, yes, Destroyer in there. And that was, what song did we play? Was that My Favorite Year? No, that was Dark Leaves from a Thread. Okay, we had Vampire Weekend doing Oxford Comma. And I played that track because I read an article in The Sun today written by Mark Beach. He was talking about songs that hit a happy note. And I was surprised to see somebody actually mentioning something that we actually play, because all the other stuff was people that we don't usually play. But anyway, whatever, you know, people like Madonna and Elbow. Well, maybe we do play Elbow. Anyway, it says, Vampire Weekend, the New York Quartet's sense of humor sets it apart from many rivals. This track muses about punctuation problems and ends up saying, hey, there are more important things in life. Laugh out loud. So there you go. You heard Oxford Comma, Vampire Weekend. Thanks to Mark Beach suggesting it to my brain cells to play that song. And we started off with M83 doing Kim and Jesse. Okay, so my New Year's resolutions. Concentrate on driving my car closer to the speed limit, perhaps only 5 kilometers faster instead of going 60 like most drivers. And here's a resolution I wish all motorists would follow. Signal your intentions to change lanes, and please, on one-way streets, when turning left, use the left lane so as not to hold up traffic passing through the intersection, okay? Just a little resolution I thought I'd pass along to you. All right, you're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, where Gavin Walker joins us for the jazz show at 9 o'clock tonight. Hi to Bumpo. And hi to all of the class of 62 of KHS Kelowna, class of 61 and 63, too. This is Jolly John Tanner, and the show is Son of Night Dreams. Right now it's time for Lucky Tanner Manor Dance Time as we go back to the 50s and the 60s. Let her rip.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Papaya, papaya.
And make believe it came from you.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better.
Papaya, papaya.
I'll close with love the way you do.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. So, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah, gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. sands, there on the brink of love I kissed her and obeyed our heart's command. Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sands, we watch the sun set in the evening in a far and distant land. So here beneath sky's blue heaven, there's a place I must go. See the sun set in the evening with the only love I know. Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sand. Love, I kissed her and obeyed our heart's command. Silver sands, there on the brink of love I kissed her and obeyed our heart's command. We watch the sun set in the evening, see the moon yellow and pale, watch the gauchos ride the pillows out across the pampas trail. Deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sands, there on the brink of love I kissed her and obeyed our heart's command.
And so ends another Tanner Manor Lucky Dance Time here at CITR, Son of Night Dreams. We heard Billy Williams and one of the longest songs titles I can think of at this point in time. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter with kisses on the bottom. And it was Ticonderoga by the Saturday Nights. Great, a classic instrumental, never to be heard anywhere except here. And Don Rondo sang White Silver Sands. All right, now we've got a few lumps of coal. Ah, yes, what about those lumps of coal? Well, we're going to dish them out to those who deserve it the most, big lumps and little lumps. Let's see now, does a little Stephen Harper, G.W. Bush, Gordo Campbell deserve a large lump? Or perhaps the leaders of communist China or Pakistan and India or Afghani warlords? Well, a small lump of coal goes to the CBC Radio 2 for shutting down most of their classical music on Radio 2. What a bummer. Oh, well, what can you do? CITR lives on. And here's some classic Canadian stuff for you, starting off with The Awkward Stage.
Cried before and after you caught us in mid-laughter, and you'd think we'd always laughed, but we act in every photograph, and we can never just be ourselves. We can only portray ourselves, and that is why it's true the world over we have to be told to smile. It's true the world over we have to be told to smile, and smiles are never free. Our only good days call on
camera. watch the wrong choice makes it right. I saw the flames crawl up your spine. When the room got warm, I froze up inside. Not who I wanted to be. A thousand leagues under.
Couple of great Canadian songs. We're playing some of our favorites from the past year 2008. That was The Awkward Stage and Only Good Days Caught on Camera. And before that, it was The Stills. No, I got it backwards. And that was The Stills we just played. I should know better. And then The Awkward Stage before that. I wrote it down backwards is what happened. Duh, well, hey, what do you know?
There once was a girl who always went a little too far. And one night, she went out into the middle of the dance floor. And she...
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Well, that about sums up the program for another Monday, December 29th, almost the end of 2008. Let it snow, let it snow. I was going to play that from the Phil Spector album, Let It Snow. But so they put all the Christmas music away. But that's not a Christmas song. Anyway, the city looks a lot like, I'm sure, like most of you see Ontario in April. And apparently there's more snow coming. Yay! No, it's horrible for us drivers. I'm sorry for even saying that. But let's finish off the show with a couple of real classics here on the Jolly John Tanner Manor Dance Time with Gene Vincent and Eddie Cochran, two of my favorite rock and rollers. See you in 2 weeks' time.
Blue Jean, baby, with your big blue eyes. Don't want you looking at other guys. Got to make you give me one more chance. I can't keep still, so baby, let's dance. Well, the blue jean bop is the bop for me. Well, it's a bop, it's a dungaree. You dip your hip, free your knee. Squeal on your heel, baby, one, two, three. Well, the blue jean bop, blue jean bop, baby. Blue jean bop, blue jean bop, baby. Blue jean bop, baby, won't you bop with jean? Bop, yeah, bop! Well, my heart starts a-hopping like a kangaroo. My feet do things I've never done before. Well, the blue jean, baby, give me more, more, more. Well, blue jean bob, blue jean bob, baby. Blue jean bob, blue jean bob, baby. Blue jean bob, baby, won't you bob the jean? Rock it again, blue cat, go! Baby, won't you bob for Gene?
Blue cap, bob for Gene, now let's go!
Yes, blue Gene, a blue Gene bob. A blue jean, a blue jean bob, baby. A blue jean, a blue jean bob. A blue jean, a blue jean bob. A blue jean, a baby, won't you bob for jean?
Oh, look at there. Here she comes. Something else. Hey, look at there, across the street. There's a car made just for me. To own that car would be a luxury. But right now I can't afford the gas. A brand new convertible is out of my class. But that can't stop me from thinking to myself. That car's fine looking, man. Get something else. Wait and see. Work hard and save my dough. I'll buy that car that I've been running so. Get me that girl and we'll go riding around. We'll look real sharp with a white drop down. I'll keep right on a dreaming and a thinking to myself. When it all comes true, man, wow, that's something else. Look at here. What's all this?
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs. because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, kids, it is just a little bit past 7:30 here. It's Uncle Gak here, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Time now for Radio Free Gak. And we have less than 3 days left in 2008. Ella Fitzgerald has a jackpot question in advance.
I was walking down the street.